Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The snow is flying, it's windy out, the nights are getting darker, and Halloween is here. And that means trick-or-treating with family and friends, as well as handing out goodies for those who knock on your front door. Soldotna, Alaska State Troopers encourage people partaking in the Halloween holiday this weekend to trick-or-treat with caution.
Of course, things kind of tick up during the Halloween. I mean, it's festive for everyone, adults and kids. So we do get an uptick in related accidents and DUI stuff. For kids, important to, like, we like to see them go in groups or with adults as well. But if they're in groups of other children, that makes it easier for everyone to see them. They're not darting back and forth across the road. Wearing reflective gear or having a parent or someone put on reflective stuff on their costume. Glow-in-the-dark costume props, easier to see. Glow sticks, steering clear of houses. They don't have lights on or they have trespassing signs. Explaining to the kids that not to go to those houses. Have a parent check through the candy when they get done. Obviously looking both ways a couple of times before crossing any roads and just being polite and having fun.
And that's Trooper Ryan Tennis with the Soldotna, Alaska State Troopers, who says drivers need also be careful.
For the drivers, the adult good thing is to put the phone down, especially during this time of year when there's lots of kids out. We like seeing looking at the houses and the decorations and stuff, but just paying attention to what's in front of you. Obviously, the don't drink and drive is a big thing as well. I mean, these kids are small and they're excited, and it's a festive and fun time for everyone. Adults and kids alike.
Also, officials in weed-legal states like Alaska are issuing a Halloween safety warning about cannabis candy getting confused with the regular stuff. Parents planning to take their kids trick-or-treating this weekend are urged to keep an eye on what goes into that pillowcase. 21 Republican state attorneys general sent a letter to President Joe Biden Wednesday saying that they think his COVID-19 vaccination mandate for federal contractors, quote, stands on shaky legal ground, unquote, is confusing to contractors and could exacerbate supply chain problems. They wrote that companies could be blacklisted for federal contracts unless they get their workers vaccinated on an, quote, unworkable timeline, unquote. The letter signed by attorneys general from 21 Republican state attorneys general, including Alaska, by the way, they write, quote, we strongly urge you to instruct agencies to cease implementing the mandate or, at a minimum, provide clarity to agencies and federal contractors across the country and delay the mandate's compliance date. Republican officials already have threatened to sue over the order that Biden issued September 9th. Some legal experts have said they think the Biden administration is on strong legal footing with the mandates to protect public safety. The administration is expected to release details soon about implementing the mandate. President Biden said companies with at least 100 employees will have to require their employees be vaccinated or undergo weekly testing. The mandate for federal contractors goes into effect in December, and it does not have a testing option. Many businesses, governments and schools already are setting COVID-19 vaccine requirements. Employees of some federal contractors have been protesting what they see as a federal overreach into private lives. Governor Mike Dunleavy took to Twitter on Wednesday, saying that the state of Alaska will not mandate vaccinations. He was quoted as saying, I continue to recommend that Alaskans speak with their health care providers. We value and defend individual liberty.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.